the Lord. See, because I know y'all. Y'all look at me like I'm PD. But I'm not going to be PD today. The Lord is going to be here today. And I'm going to let him speak through me, which I've always do. But I sometimes got to put you in remembrance. Don't look at this outer shell, because I'm going to disappear in a few minutes. And the God that's on the inside of me is going to rise up. And he's going to speak to you today. How many of you are ready for the word of the Lord that he has to say to this church? Amen. You ready, Kate? All right. All right. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to, I'm going to have us go to two scriptures, two books, in the one in the Old Testament, the other in the New Testament. I'm going to ask that we go to Isaiah 14, Isaiah the 14th chapter, the book of Isaiah, the 14th chapter. Amen. While you're turning there, let me say this too. I spoke to Sister Mildred, and what we're doing, young people, is we're going to start putting some questions. There's going to be 10 questions on our webpage, our Full Gospel Foundation Building Ministries webpage. And we're going to actually, we're going to see where you are in your spirit and how well you've listened. Because what we're going to do is we're going to have you answer, anyone who desires to, answer the question. Young people, youth, okay? Answer the 10 questions. And we're going to grade the 10 questions according to what you got out of the service or the messages. And then we're going to give some prizes to the ones who actually listen. So this is a challenge for you. If you want to be blessed, go to our webpage and fill out the questions. And when you click on it, it's going to, Sister Mildred's going to be able to get the answers to your questions off of the webpage. And then we're going to basically either grade them or however we do it. And then we're going to hand out some prizes for those. Amen? 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 Amen, young people? I'm not talking to the adults. I'm talking to you young people. So it would behoove you to listen. What about what? You're not a youth, sweetheart. Amen. Amen. We're also going to start giving some incentives to you guys bringing young people to church. Whoever brings the most neighbors, young people to church, young people, you will also be rewarded. Amen? Amen. This is going to help to hone and develop your evangelistic skills. How many of you young people got some unsaved friends? Come on, let's be honest. How many of you have ever been approached by an unsaved friend that asked you about your faith or asked you where you went to church or what you do on Sundays? Well, I know a lot of you don't, because you don't share with them your experiences. But we want to give you some incentive, amen, so that you guys can start filling these seats up with your friends who, just like you, need to be saved, amen, need to be delivered, need to be healed. How many of y'all going to do that? No? Y'all not going to do it? Come on, y'all. This is a bad crowd here. Y'all a tough crowd. Now, y'all going to have to... Y'all going to have to get on board. I know some of y'all are scared to raise your hands because, you know, some of y'all, they don't know you're Christians. But we're going to stop that. We're going to stop that from today on. You're going to let your light shine so that others may see it and run into this house to get light as well. Amen? Amen. And then those of you who don't want to participate, guess what? You just be left out. But the ones who do, you're going to be blessed. Amen? You're not going to only be blessed by us, but you're going to be blessed by God. Because what you sow, you shall reap. Hallelujah. So we're working on some things where we want to really make this fourth Sunday, Youth and Children's Sundays, a major issue, a major place to be. Something that our young people will actually have something to look forward to. other than football and all of the rest of the stuff that comes on Sundays. Amen? Amen. All right, Isaiah, the 14th chapter. I'm going to be reading it out of the Amplified Version for your hearings. How many of you there yet? You're there yet? If you got there, say amen. Amen. I'm going to read chapter 14 of Isaiah, beginning in verse 12. I'm going to read down to verse 16. And then I'm going to turn to the book of Revelations in the 12th chapter, and I'm going to read a few verses of scripture there. In Isaiah, the 14th chapter, the verse 12, beginning at verse 12, it says, "How have you fallen from heaven, O light bringer and day star, son of the morning? How you have been cut down to the ground, you who weakened and laid low the nations, O blasphemous satanic king of Babylon. And you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the assembly in the uttermost north." This is what he's saying. "I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will make myself like the Most High." Now, how many of you know who's saying this? Before he was actually Satan, he was Lucifer. Lucifer wasn't in this position yet, but he made up his mind that this is what I'm going to do. He said, "I will," in verse 14, "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High. Yet ye shall be brought down to Sheol," Hades. Now guess who's speaking now? "To the innermost recess of the pit, the region of the dead. Those who see you will gaze at you and consider you, saying, is this the man who made the earth tremble, who shook kingdoms? Is this that guy they called the devil? Is this him who I was intimidated by? Who is this guy? I'm looking at him and I don't see all of this." Now turn with me to the book of Revelations, the 12th chapter. Oh, we're going to get busy today. I can hear his little footsteps scurrying right out of here right now. Anytime you mention his place and his name, and he knows that you're about to attack his kingdom, he gets out of here very quickly. So there ain't going to be no devil hindrances today. Amen. There's not going to be any distractions from your mind retaining the things that God is saying to you. You in Revelations yet? Revelations 12, beginning in verse 7. It says, "Then war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels went forth to battle with the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought, but they were defeated. And there was no room found for them in heaven any longer. And the huge dragon was cast down, and out that old or age old serpent, who is called the devil and Satan. He who is the seducer, the deceiver of all humanity, the world over." Every single deception comes from the devil. Everything that enters your mind to try to convince you to go against the knowledge of God comes from the devil, the deceiver, that age-old serpent who is called the devil and Satan, the seducer, the deceiver of all humanity all over the world. He was forced out and down to the earth, and his angels were flung out along with him. Verse 10 says, "Then I heard a strong, loud voice in heaven saying, now it has come, the salvation and the power and the kingdom, the dominion, the reign of our God and the power, the sovereignty, the authority of his Christ, the Messiah, for the accuser of our brethren, he who keeps bringing before our God charges against them day and night, has been cast out. And they have overcome, conquered him by means of the blood of the Lamb and by the utterance of their testimony. For they did not love and cling to life, even when faced with death, holding their lives cheap till they had to die for their witnessing. Therefore, be glad and exult, O heavens, and you that dwell in them. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in fierce anger and fury, because he knows that he has only a short time left. Now look back up in verse 9. It says the huge dragon was cast down and out, that old or age old serpent who was called the devil and Satan. It says he who is the seducer, the deceiver of all humanity the world over. The scripture says he was forced out and down to the earth. And his angels were flung out along with him. Now, how many of you know that the devil lost his place? How many of you also know that 1/3 of the angels who followed him were also cast out of their place? Well, because they lost their place, their primary goal, young people, is and has always been and will be to get you to lose your place. And so today I want to talk to you and I want to show you, especially you young people, how to stay in your place so that you don't lose your place in God. Through a revelation that I want to call the place he wanted. The place he wanted. Because how many of you know there's a place he wants? It's the same place he used to have. He used to occupy. And because you took his place, he wants your place. He know he can't have it. So he's doing every single thing he can, along with 1/3 of those angels who are now called demons. They want you out of your place so that your end can be the same as theirs. I want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you first and foremost for this opportunity that you have loaned to me for these few moments and which to feed your flock. I thank you, Lord, for this voice that you have given me to speak. Speak to us, God, out of the volume of your book. Give us revelation, inspiration, illumination, and impartation that I may be a blessing to your holy word. I thank you, God, for being God in the midst of your people. You said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall stand forever. God, edify us on today. Anoint us on today. Appoint us and send us forth today to not just be a hearer of the word, but to be a doer of the word, so that those who come in contact with us, God, will know who we are and whom we serve. That they will make no mistake about where we come from and what we represent. God, I cancel every single assignment that would make your young people ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Father, make them known. Make it known to them, God, that it is nothing that they can do without you. For you called them before the foundations of the world to be chosen for such a job as this. Therefore, there is no other employer.